Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Taken from Krishna Book, Chapter 2, Scene 10, Ramifications of the Lord's Appearance. The demigods continued praying to Krishna within the womb of Devaki. Our dear Lord, you have appeared in your original unalloyed form, the eternal form of goodness, for the welfare of all living entities within this material world. Taking advantage of your appearance, all of them can now very easily understand the nature and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Persons who belong to the four divisions of the social order, the brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, and sannyasis, can all take advantage of your appearance. Dear Lord, husband of the Goddess of Fortune, devotees who are dovetailed in your service, do not fall down from their high position like the impersonalists. Being protected by you, the devotees are able to traverse over the heads of many of Maya's commanders in chief, who are always putting stumbling blocks on the path of liberation. My dear Lord, you appear in your transcendental form for the benefit of the living entities so that they may see you face to face and offer their worshipful sacrifices by ritualistic performance of the Vedas, mystic meditation, and devotional service, as recommended in the scriptures. Dear Lord, if you did not appear in your eternal transcendental form, full of bliss and knowledge, which can eradicate all kinds of speculative ignorance about your position, then all people would simply speculate about you according to their respective modes of material nature. Thus, the appearance of Krishna is the answer to all imaginative iconography, images, and symbolic representations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone imagines the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to his or her mode of material nature. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyang Purana Purushang Navayauvanancha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav Govindam Adi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is the oldest person, and therefore a section of religionists imagine that God must be very old, and therefore they depict the form of the Lord like a very old man. But in the same Brahma Samhita, that is contradicted. Although Govinda is the oldest of all living entities, still Govinda has his eternal form as a fresh youth. The exact words used in this connection in Srimad Bhagavatam are Vijnanam Ajnana Dhidha Pramarjanam. Vijnana means transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality. Vijnanam is also experienced knowledge. Transcendental knowledge has to be accepted by the descending process of disciplic succession, as Lord Brahma presents the knowledge of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is Vijnanam, as realized by Brahma's transcendental experience. And in that way, Brahma presented the form and pastimes of Krishna in his transcendental abode. Ajnana Vidha means that which can match all kinds of speculation. Because in ignorance, people are imagining the form of the Lord. Sometimes he has no form, and sometimes he has form, according to their different imaginations. But the presentation of Krishna in Brahma Samhita is Vijnanam, scientific experience knowledge given by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no doubt about it. Sri Krishna's form, Sri Krishna's flute, Krishna's color, everything is reality. And here also it is said that this Vijnanam is always defeating all kinds of speculative knowledge. Therefore, without your appearing as Krishna, as you are, neither Ajnana Vidha, nescience of speculative knowledge, nor Vijnanam would be realized. Ajnana Vidha Apamarjanam. So by your appearance, the speculative knowledge of ignorance will be vanquished, and the real experienced knowledge of authorities like Lord Brahma will be established. Men, influenced by the three modes of material nature, imagine their own God according to those same modes. And in this way, God is presented in various ways. But your appearance will establish what the real form of God actually is. The highest blunder committed by the impersonalist is to think that when the incarnation of God comes, He accepts the form of matter in the modes of goodness. Actually, the form of Krishna or Narayan is transcendental to any material idea. Even the greatest impersonalist, Shankara Acharya, has admitted, Narayana Paro Vyaktat, the material creation is caused by the Avyakta, or impersonal manifestation of matter, or the non-phenomenal total reservation of matter. And Krishna is transcendental to that material conception. And that is expressed in Srimad Bhagavatam as Shuddha Sattva, or transcendental. Krishna does not belong to the material mode of goodness, and Krishna is above that position of material goodness. Krishna belongs to the transcendental eternal status of bliss and knowledge. Dear Lord, when you appear in your different incarnations, you take different names and forms according to different situations. Lord Krishna is your name because you are all attractive. You are called Syama Sundar because of your transcendental beauty. Syam means blackish, and yet they say that you are more beautiful than thousands of cupids. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya. Although you appear in a color which is compared to the blackish cloud, because you are transcendental absolute, your beauty is many times more attractive than the delicate body of Cupid himself. And sometimes you are called Giridhari because you once lifted the hill known as Govardhan. You are sometimes called Nandanandana, Vasudev, or Devaki Nandana because you appear as the son of Maharaj Nanda, or Devaki, or Vasudeva. Impersonalists think that your many names or forms are according to a particular type of work and quality because they accept you from the position of a material observer. Nanama rupe guna janma karma bhir nirupitavye tavatasya sakshinaha mano vachovyam anumeya vartmano deva kriyayang pratiyanti atapihi. Our dear Lord, the way of understanding is not to study your absolute nature, form, and activities by mental speculation. One must engage in devotional service. Then one can understand your absolute nature, transcendental form, name, and quality. Actually, only a person who has a little taste or the service of your lotus feet can understand your transcendental nature or form and quality. Others may go on speculating for millions of years, but it is not possible for them to understand even a single part of your actual position. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, cannot be understood by non-devotees because there is a curtain of yoga maya which covers Krishna's actual features. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, I am not exposed to anyone and everyone. When Krishna came, he was actually present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and everyone saw him. But not everyone could understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And still, everyone who died in his presence attained complete liberation from material bondage and was transferred to the spiritual world. O Lord, the impersonalists and non-devotees cannot understand that your holy name is identical with your form. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference between his name and his actual form. In the material world, there is a difference between form and name. The mango fruit is different from the name of the mango. One cannot taste the mango fruit simply by chanting mango, mango, mango. But the devotee who knows that there is no difference between the holy name and the form of the Lord chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and thus realizes that he or she is always in Krishna's company. For persons who are not very advanced in absolute knowledge of the Supreme, Lord Krishna exhibits his transcendental pastimes. They can simply think of the pastimes of the Lord and get the full benefit. Since there is no difference between the transcendental name and form of the Lord, there is no difference between the transcendental pastimes and the form of the Lord. For those who are less intelligent, like women, laborers, or the mercantile class, the great sage Vyasadeva wrote Mahabharata. In the Mahabharata, Krishna is present in his different activities. Mahabharata is history, and simply by studying, hearing, and memorizing the transcendental activities of Krishna, the less intelligent can also gradually rise to the standard of pure devotees. Pure devotees are always absorbed in the thought of the transcendental lotus feet of Krishna, and they are always engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. So they are never to be considered in the material world. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained that those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness by body, mind, and activities are to be considered liberated even within this body. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Manchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati yaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Those who are engaged in devotional service of the Lord have already transcended the material position. Krishna appears to give a chance both to the devotees and non-devotees for realization of the ultimate goal of life. Devotees get the direct chance to see him and worship him. And those who are not on that platform get the chance to become acquainted with his activities and thus become elevated to the same position. Nate bhavasyesha bhavasya karanam vina vinodang bhatta tarka yamahe Vavau nirodha spitir apya vidyaya kritayatastvai abhayashrayatmani. O dear Lord, you are unborn. Therefore we do not find any reason for your appearance other than for your pleasurable pastimes. Although the reason for the appearance of the Lord is stated in Bhagavad Gita, that he descends just to give protection to the devotee and vanquish the non-devotee. Actually, he descends for his pleasure meeting with the devotees and not really to vanquish the non-devotees. For the non-devotees can be vanquished simply by material nature. The action and reaction of the external energy of material nature, namely creation, maintenance, and annihilation, are being carried on automatically. But simply by taking shelter of your holy name, because your holy name and your personality are non-different, the devotees are sufficiently protected. The protection of the devotees and annihilation of the non-devotees are actually not the business of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he descends. They are just for his transcendental pleasure. There cannot be any other reason for Krishna's appearance. Matsyashva kachchapa nrsinga varaha hamsa rajanya vipra vibhudeshu kritavatara tvang pasi nastri bhuvanancha yata dunesha barang bhuvo hara yaduktama vadanante. Our dear Lord, you are appearing as the best of the Yadu dynasty, and we are offering our respectful, humble obeisances unto your lotus feet. Before this appearance, you also appeared as the fish incarnation, horse incarnation, tortoise incarnation, swan incarnation, King Ramachandra, Parashuram, many other incarnations. You appeared just to protect the devotees, and we request you in your present appearance as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself to give us similar protection all over the three worlds and remove all obstacles for the peaceful execution of our lives. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.